When it comes to the Republican primary for the 2014 Senate election, Mead Treadwell says his goal is straightforward.
To take our case for replacing Mark Begich to the Alaska people.
Alaska is a state where Republicans around the country are looking to gain a Senate seat from Democrats who currently hold the majority. Traditionally a red state, one of its two seats is currently held by Democrat Mark Begich. Before he can take on the incumbent, however, Mead Treadwell is faced with a primary election that includes two other prominent Republicans, former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan and Joe Miller, who defeated Senator Lisa Murkowski in the 2010 Republican primary, but was then defeated by Murkowski in the general election. Mead Treadwell says that while he believes his primary opponents are good people, he thinks he's the one who has what it takes to challenge Begich.
I'm the only candidate running who's run a business. I'm running against two lawyers. I'm a candidate who actually has won a statewide election. None of the others have done that. I was in a similar primary with two other people in 2010, and we won by over 20 percentage points in 39 out of 40 House districts. So I come with an electoral record.
In Thursday's interview, Mead Treadwell says he's not interested in tearing down his opponents and not interested in being torn down in turn. That does represent somewhat of a departure from September, when a story on the website Politico quoted Treadwell as saying that he had a jar of mayonnaise that had been in his fridge longer than Dan Sullivan has been in Alaska. Sullivan reportedly responded by saying that he does not plan on eating any sandwiches from Treadwell. Treadwell also says that he agrees on many issues with Joe Miller, but that he has achieved more results. Mead Treadwell identifies himself as a conservative. He says his platform is centered around fiscal responsibility, liberty, and what he calls the Alaska Agenda, which involves changing the relationship between the state and the federal government on several levels, including land use.
We have a government that spends too much, borrows too much, prints too much, meddles too much, and now we keep finding out snoops too much. And as a senator, I want to be part of those dedicated people who need reinforcements to help reduce the size of the national government and bring decision-making home.
When asked about the proposed Susitna-Wetana hydroelectric project, Treadwell says that he supports moving forward with the study process to determine the potential impacts of the dam on the river and the fish and people that depend on it.
Now, I'm somebody who wants to see development happen. I support spending the money that we're doing to go after this project. But the process that is laid out, both in the state process as well as in the FERC process, I believe will answer those questions. I'm not sure everybody will be totally happy at the end, but I believe that we will identify what's necessary to mitigate problems if there are problems.
With months to go before the primary and high stakes potentially riding on the Senate seat, this race is likely to get a good deal of national attention. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.